Monday night in a Dorim Shir. We're in Maseches in Dorim. We're going to start in the next sugya on the Dorim Beis Bal Ta'achar. Bal Ta'achar ostensibly is the lav that the Torah talks about korbanos, nidrei hektish, that if you say you're going to bring a... There's two types we're going to see, Mitzvah Shem. There's two types of Nedarim, actually. One's called a nether, one's called a nedava. It's another a categorization of Nedarim, where it's nidrei hektish, and there's a type of nether called nether, and there's a type of nether called nedava. Nether is where you say, harei alai lahavi korban, right? And nedava is where you say, harei zu korban. So we'll be learning about that. There's a Mishnah in Megillah and in Kenim that talks about the differences between these two types of nedarim. I'm only mentioning it now because Bal Ta'acher is applicable to both. In other words, whatever type of neder you make to bring a korban, whether it's harezu korban, and now you have to go bring it to the Beis Mikdash, or you say harealai korban, and you have to actually be mafresh a korban, an animal as a korban, and bring it to the Beis Mikdash. So the clock starts ticking, and you have three regalim, whether they have to be in order, Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos, or they don't have to be in order. That's already everything is in the Seches Rosh Hashanah. But that's Bal Ta'acher. If three regalim go by with lack of fulfillment of a neder. That's Bal Ta'acher. So the Brisa said, actually, Yo'iver Anasei, we'll have to see if this ever becomes relevant or not. You're over an asay by one regel, because by regel there's an asay of uvaso shama v'haveso shama. The pasuk says when you're ola, that's more specifically the asay, the mitzvah asay, is more specifically tied to aliyah regel, because the pasuk says when you're ola regel, you should bring with you all of your nedarim and nedavos and karbonos and everything else. So if you go la regel and you don't bring it, you're over the asay. It's called asay is uvaso shama v'haveisim shama, and you're over that by one regel. By three regalim, we learn that from a pasuk, you're over the lava bal ta'acher. That's the more famous aveira, because that's what talks about ichur, you're delaying. You're unduly delaying fulfillment of your vow, bal ta'acher. The asay is like, you know, just an asay. It doesn't really give any negative connotation, so to speak, to the delay. It's just there's a mitzvah to bring your karbonos, all of your karbonos with you when you owe the regel and you didn't do it. I'm not making light of it, you got an aveira. You have a batul and asay. But the asay, so to speak, doesn't give a negative connotation like Bal Ta'acher does. Bal Ta'acher does, like, watch yourself, you know, you've unduly delayed. We're going to see about the unduly, because just to give you an example of taste, there's going to be a machlokas rishonim if a person specifies harei alai lahavi korban immediately, tomorrow. In other words, if you say harei alai, we're going to have to see the difference. If you say harei alai lahavi korban, you're also mechuyev to bring a korban immediately. If you would ask the Rav, I made another harei alai lahavi korban, when do you have to bring it? The Rav says, starting now. What do you mean when do you have to bring it? You have to bring it starting now. You made a neder, you're going to bring a korban. Get to it. So then you have three regala. We're going to see the difference. Many Rishonim hold, the Ran among them, that if you say, harei alai lahavi korban miyad, I will bring a korban immediately, that's your neder, then you're over bal ta'acher immediately. Because you're immediately unduly delaying. Because your neder was to bring a miyad. We'll see. We'll see the difference. I just want to introduce the sugya. So the Braisa says on Gimel Amud Aleph that man nedarim oivah b'val yachel b'val ta'acher, and we learned about b'val yachel yesterday. Af nazirus over b'val yachel b'val ta'acher. Now, nedarim grada, when you talk about b'val ta'acher, we have to make a mental shift. Till now, we've always been talking about nidrei yisr. And in the whole Masechta, we've been talking about nidrei yisr. Now, in the Braisa, if we're all of a sudden talking that just as by Nedarim there's Baal Ta'acher, so by Nozir also there's Baal Ta'acher, you can violate your, you could transgress Baal Ta'acher by Nozirus. So obviously, we're talking about Nidrei Hekdesh. I mean, that's the type of Neder that you're over Baal Ta'acher by. So let's see the Gemara, Daf Gimel Amud Beis. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 lines from the bottom of the Omud. 9 lines from the bottom. Baal Ta'acher Dinaziris Hechim Ashkachas Lo. What is the case that you're over Baal Ta'acher by Naziris? What does it mean? Your normal case is you said Hareini Nozir. Kivan Deoma Hareini Nozir, you don't have a choice of delaying. But there's no such thing as delaying. You can't say Hareini Nozir, but I think I'll get around to it in a year. It's chal. You're a nozir. You are a nozir now. You can be over bal yachel, sure, if you drink wine, or if you cut your hair, or if you metamel mesim, you'll be over bal yachel, and all those other fine isurim in the parsha of Naziris. But what about bal ta'acher for tomorrow? Even the yom hareini nozir, habalei nozir. He is a nozir. There's nothing. He's not being mach or anything. He's a nozir right away. Ochal, if he eats grapes, come labor bal yochal. So like what are we talking about here? The Gemara says, a very, very difficult Gemara. I don't think I'll have time to explain how difficult. You don't have to take my word for it. If you want to learn it yourself, you'll find out how difficult it is. But the whole Gemara, these next 6 lines of Gemara and the Ran are, Baruch Hashem, I hope, incomprehensible, come on. But we're going to learn it. We're going to see what it means. The Gemara says, "Boimelach she'eretzah nozir." Oh, very good. Guy says, "You know, I'll become a nozir when I feel like it." So the Gemara thought, "Oh, beautiful case, you know." So you have Baal Ta'acher. The Gemara says, "No, if he doesn't feel like it, so he doesn't feel like it. So you can't." The Omer kisheeretzah leka Baal Ta'acher. He said he's going to become a nozir when he feels like it. He obviously doesn't feel like it. So what do you want from the guy? How could you accuse him of delaying? If a guy says, I'm going to bring a korban in 10 years. So the Gemara seems to be saying, you're not over Baal Ta'acher yet. The Baal Ta'acher starts maybe in 10 years. Or maybe in 10 years you're over right away. Well, we'll see about that. But it's certainly not over for 10 years. You can't say he's delaying if he says, I'm going to bring a carbon in 10 years. That's what he said. Like, what do you want for the guy? So if he says, I want to become a nozir when I feel like it, so the Gemara thought it had a good case. Then the Gemara said, that's too good a case. He doesn't feel like it.
Can you say it within the year, though? So
Now we're going to see different cases. Omar Rava, now, we would like the Gemara to say, and the Ran, like the guy said, I don't know, I'm going to become a nozir. Not I am a nozir, right? Or I wish to become a nozir, or I'm going to become a nozir, or I plan on becoming a nozir, or I'm going to, like you say, hurry Eli to bring a carbon. So you say, hurry Eli to become a nozir. So you say, okay, go. So we're going to see in the Ran why that's not a possibility. In fact, we might as well learn the Ran now, because we can't really understand the Gemara's answer till we understand its question, which is going to be difficult. Because why can't the Gemara simply say a case? I mean, the Ran immediately speaks this out. Why don't we immediately go to the equivalent? See, Bishlama, when you say Harezu Karbon, so everybody understands Harezu Karbon, there's what to have Balta. You say Hareini Nozir. But there's no Baal Ta'acher, you're a nozir. Bingo. You are a nozir. Right? So you say, but Harezu Karbon, everybody understands, is Baal Ta'acher. Because, okay, you're right. It's immediately a Karbon. You're right. But you have to bring it to the base of Mikdash. You have to be Makravid. You have to actually, you still, there's what for the clock to start ticking. So you have a Baal Ta'acher. So that we understand. Harezu Karbon. There's Baal Ta'acher, and Hareini Nozir, there's no Baal Ta'acher. We understand why that can't be the comparison, why the Gemara Taka doesn't understand. What do you mean, just like by carbon, there's Baal Ta'acher, by Nozir, Gemara doesn't use the word carbon, it uses the word nedarim, but it's carbon. Just like you have Baal Ta'acher by carbon, you have Baal Ta'acher by nozir. So by Harezu, we understand the question. Like, what about Harei Alai? So like, why can't the Gemara simply say, Harei Alai Leos Nozir? And if you, or Harei Alai Lekabel Nozirus? I mean, whatever the equivalent of Harei Alai Lahavi Karbon would be. Just like you say, Harei Alai Lahavi Karbon. So you have three regalim to bring it. So say, okay, you don't like Hareini Nozir, like, but Hareini Nozir is like Harei Zu Karbon. What about an equivalent of Harei Alai Lahavi Karbon? Harei Alai Leos Nozir.
Wouldn't it just be a netter to be a nozir?
Oh, so we're going to see. The Ran's going, let's see how the Ran asks it and how other Rishonim ask it. Bottom Ran, the last Ran, the Riyamas called Baal Ta'acher. Nira Be'enai Perusha Deshmaitza, the Hochi Makshin. This is the Pshat of the Gemara's question. What's the case? The lack of a meimar. You can't say mashkachas lo bahu in yonah dekula karbonos. Why don't you simply say that it's like by karbonos the equivalent by harei alai lios nozir. Now harei alai lios nozir, just like you say harei alai lahavi karbon, so you say harei alai lahavi lios nozir. Now we had a question here. If anybody heard the question? You look at the Tosfos on the side. The last around 20 lines, the Tosfos, it starts after a dot. Picture Harav Rav Yosef Shaholach Leretz Atzvi. I guess he moved to Eretz Yisrael. There you have it.
The last
Tosfos,
the second
Tosfos? The last Tosfos on the page. Right with the dot, right before the last word on the line, which is Hiksha. The last word on the line is Hiksha. There's a dot right before it. Want me to count? Up from the bottom, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 lines up from the bottom. The last word on the line is Hiksha. Hiksha HaRav Rav Yosef Shalach Beretz Atzvi. He traveled to Eretz Yisrael. Amayla Meshmachos Babaltaka Benaziris, Gomer Arei Leila Kabal Naziris. Let's skip the next few words. Achar Shloshim Yom. It's not relevant for us now. In fact, they take it out. Harei Alei the Kabbal Mizirus. So Dim Acher Oiver Babalti Acher. Now look at the last five lines of the Tosfos. Odei Shlomar Dim Ma'acher Yishalei Nidro Kelav Hai Babalti Acher Denozir See, now we have, let's assume for a moment, and it's not so simple at all, that Harei Alai Lekabel Nazirus is Chal. You have to be Mekabel Nazirus. Now, I'm not so sure why that would be Chal. Unless you say that Nazirus is, remember that the source that you make a neder to do a mitzvah is a very backhanded source. It's learned out from tztaka. And tztaka is like one word in the pasuk, b'fichazu tztaka, and we extrapolate from tztaka to all divrei mitzvah. So it's kind of difficult to say that a primary, like Harei Alai Lekabel Nozir, like that's not, Who said it's a mitzvah to be a nozer anyway? Like, who said it's a mitzvah? And the Gemara wouldn't give such a case for Baal Ta'acher and Aziris. It's not even, like I'm saying, it's a little far-fetched. So But that's what Tosfos holds. I think the Ran holds Faker. We'll see. I think the Ran holds differently. Not Faker, but differently. But that's what Tosfos says, what you said. That a real like Lekabel Nazirus, assuming you're Mechuyev to be Lekabel Nazirus. And assuming there's Baal Ta'acher, but it's the Baal Ta'acher, like you said, a real like Lovi Karbon. So you said a real like Lekabel Nazirus. So it's a neder. It's not Nazirus, it's a neder. It's a neder to do a mitzvah, call it. It's the equivalent of a neder to bring a Karbon. It's a neder. It's not Nazirus.
Neder relationship.
No, I mean, yes, but a neder l'dvar mitzvah doesn't concern itself with that issue. Neder b'lashon shvuah is an issue with nidrei iser, that you're asering the chayfetz, and you're asering the chayfetz by saying, harei alai shalo ochal kikra zeh. That's neder b'lashon shvuah. A kabbalah l'dvar mitzvah, which is an entirely different category. It's like nidrei hekdesh. It's extrapolated from stoka, so that's not an inyan of neder b'lashon shvuah. That l'chatchila is talking about yourself, what you're going to do. It's a neder l'dvar mitzvah. But this is Tosfos. I want to put Tosfos aside, really. I want to go back to the Ran. The Ran talks about Hare Alai Lios Nozir. Now, Hare Alai Lios Nozir. Like, we have to turn that over in our minds a little. Like, stir it around and see. Like, what exactly, you know, we're familiar with Hareini Nozir. Hare Alai Lios Nozir sounds a little like Tosfos's Hare Alai Lekabel Nazirus. At least that's what we would think it would mean. Hare Alai to be a Nozir. So the Ran says, the Lo Dami, look what the Ran says. Hare Alai Lahavi Karbon. Remember, we're dealing with Hare Alai. Hare Alai Lahavi Karbon. Mechusar Maisa. The Hainu Hahavo. There's something what to be ma'acher. You know, you don't say, Hare Alai Lo Bi Karbon. You go, no. Like now you have to get off your chair and go do something. And if you don't do something, you have to Baal Ta'acher. B'chusar Maisa, Dainu Hahavo. It sounds from Tosfos, oh, we'll see. V'yev Shaloi Mashalot Yochul Miyad, which is a very strange phrase. It's impossible that it should be chal immediately, because you have to go bring it to the Beis Mikdash. Now, what does Tosfos want should be chal immediately? What does the Ran want should be chal immediately? All the fellow said is, Hare Alai Lovi Karbon. Very strange. He said, Hare Alai Lovi Karbon. The Ran is talking as if, really, it should be chal immediately. But, you know, what can we do? It's Mechusar Maisa, Dahainu Hahava. You have to bring it to Yerushalayim. But, wait a second. That's all he ever said he would do, is bring it to Yerushalayim. Like, what would be Chal Miyad? What does the Ran mean by this strange, cryptic, almost, phrase, V'yev Shalom HaShiyoch Miyad? Now, I'm not just asking a theoretical question, because then he turns around by Nazir, and he says, Abel Hocha, but by Nazir. So you see the Ran's serious, and my diuk is serious. If something could have been Chal Miyad, it would have been Chal Miyad. So, because the Ran says, but by Nazir, even if you say, Hare Alai Lihios Nazir, Kivin Sheinu Mechusar Shum Davar, it's not missing anything, which, what does he mean by that? Hare Anazirus Chal Miyad. It would be Chal. Now, I don't know what the Ran would say by Hare Alai Lekabel Nazirus. We're going to see.
Seems like one's promising to take an action and one's promising to follow through with an action.
Well, Hare Alai Lios Nozir, how are you going to say it in English? The question is not what he means. Lechora, what he means is very straightforward. Hare Alai, no, it's not so clear. Till we start talking, so we would assume Hare Alai means I'm makabel on myself to do something. I'm a kabbal on myself. Hare Alai means I'm a kabbal on myself to do something. But that's what the words mean to us. So you say Hare Alai Lahavi Karbon. So right away I'm asking a question. If that's what it means, so then what does the Ran want should be Chal Miyad? If Hare Alai Lahavi Karbon means I am a kabbal on myself to do a certain action, and that action is to bring a karbon. And the Ran saying that. The Ran saying that, you know why it's not Chal Miyad? because it's mechusar ma'isa dehainu ha'havo'o. It's not chal miyad.
I
don't know what iser. There's no iser here.
It seems like
we're not talking about bal tachin.
It seems like similar to the earlier case that when you have machshava that you're going to make a dibur for a neder, okay, that they wanted you to be chal on the machshava, but you had to be chal on the dibur. You actually, when you have the machshava to think about it, you were obligating yourself to say it, to instantiate, if you will, the neder based on dibur. Sounds like it's very similar.
Yeah, but the question is, but the Ran is not saying that. The Ran says, in other words, you're right. But if we say that it's an obligation to say the words Hareini Nazir, but the Ran, then how could it be Chal Miyad? The Ran says, Avol Nazir, that's not Mechusar Maiseh, there's no equivalent, it's Chal immediately. He becomes a Nazir immediately. So obviously the words Harei Alei Lios Nazir
make the
chalois. That's the question. You have to understand. And it presumably is that way, that it's the acceptance of an obligation to become a nazir, then how could it be chal miyad? The Ran says as follows. The Ran is implying very clearly, strongly, almost explicitly, that Harei Alei Lahavi Korban, or Harei Alei Lios Nazir is not what you think it is.
What does it mean when he says Yefshar Lomar Sheyachol Miyad, when he's talking about Korban? What does that mean?
That's what I'd like to know. Since he said Harei Alei Lahavi Korban, which ostensibly means I'm accepting upon myself to bring a Korban, so what does the Ran mean when he says Yefshar Lomar Sheyachol Miyad?
There is no
chalais to be chal miyad.
So you're saying any neder the kiyum has to happen now.
What kiyum?
This bringing korban.
The kiyum of the neder cannot be chal miyad.
The obligation to bring. That is chal miyad.
The kiyum. The
kiyum. That's very definitely what you mean by kiyum. The chiyum to bring the korban is chal miyad.
Bringing,
right. So it is chal miyad. What is the wrong word to be chal miyad? If Harei Alei Lahavi Korban meant I'm accepting the obligation to bring a korban, that is chal miyad. He is immediately obligated to bring the korban.
He's not obligated to bring it immediately.
Yes, he is.
Immediately obligated.
But the Ran is talking about the kedusha. The Ran is talking about the kedusha's korban. What's the flip side? Harei Alei Lahavi Nazir. The Naziris is chal miyad, not the obligation to become a Nazir.
Right. That's the kiyum. The Naziris is the kiyum.
Let's call that kiyum. So, again, I'll ask you a question. If Harei Alei Lios Nazir means I'm accepting upon myself the obligation to become a Nazir, then why should the Naziris be Chal Miyad? All he said was, I'm accepting on myself the obligation to become a Nazir. So it's an obligation to become a Nazir. Just like it's an obligation to bring a korban, and this is an obligation to become a Nazir. So why should the Naziris be Chal Miyad? The Ran says, since it's not missing, so what? A chalais can't be chal more than what a person said. You can't just say it's mechusar ma'aseh. You
can't. If it's
you can't go beyond what he said.
But he said he wants to be another.
If he wants to be another.
To be another. Okay, you're another. What?
Okay, I'm afraid. I apologize. I mean, I'm.